USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are responding to President Trump's legal team ahead of a Senate trial that starts on Tuesday. The managers filed a response to the president by saying he is the framers' worst nightmare come to life. They also dismiss the assertion that abuse of power isn't an impeachable offense. Police in Kansas City, Missouri are still trying to figure out why a man walked up to a nightclub Sunday night and opened fire, killing two people and injuring 15 others. The suspect was killed by an armed security guard outside the club. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas reminds everyone,
"The city will never stand up for this type of gun violence. We will continue to try to stop it before it starts, and we'll make sure that in any investigation we're bringing folks to justice."
And on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Democrats are busy campaigning in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former President Barack Obama is praising Martin Luther King Jr. by recognizing what he sees as some of the civil rights leader's greatest traits. The former president tweeted that Dr. King's poetic brilliance, moral clarity, and tests of conscience still reverberate today. Obama posted that while saying he reads King's letters from a Birmingham jail from time to time. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line is speaking out after the death of a toddler in 2019. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A grandfather from Indiana is being blamed for last summer's death of his 18-month-old granddaughter on a Royal Caribbean cruise. Last week, the cruise line filed its response to the lawsuit over Chloe Wiegand's death. She fell from an 11th-floor window on a cruise ship that was docked in Puerto Rico in July. Royal Caribbean says her grandfather, Sam Anello, knew that the window that she fell from was open.
The cruise company is also calling the grandfather reckless. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The people of the Philippines have a way of taking lemons and making lemonade. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports on how one Filipino community is dealing with disposing of volcanic ash.
Ash spewed by the Taal volcano in the Philippines is being mixed with plastic waste to make bricks in an invented response to the country's persistent problem of pollution and frequent natural disasters. Towering dust columns were spewed into the sky and leaving nearby Binyan City coated in fine gray powder. Environmental officials there didn't just clean up the mess, but they decided to combine the ash with sand, cement, and discarded plastics to form about 5,000 building bricks per day for local building projects. City of Binyan Laguna Environmental Officer Radiello Lee says instead of just piling up the asphalt somewhere, we were able to turn it into something useful, and it includes plastics too. The Philippines faces a waste crisis, with a report last year saying it uses a shocking amount of single-use plastic, including 60 billion throwaway bags each year.
And finally, there is no mail on this Martin Luther King holiday, but the United States Postal Service is unveiling its new Celebrate Forever stamp. It'll be available next month and is perfect for birthdays, retirement, or a new job. The stamp will be officially unveiled February 14th in Mesa, Arizona. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.